This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Durable goods orders are out this morning. Those are sales of big-ticket items like computers and equipment. It's seen as a way to measure how much companies are investing in future growth. In a word, they're not. Durable goods orders were down more than 1% in June, the most in 5 months. Joining us to discuss is Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist for Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So, Adolfo, what do you make of these durable goods orders?
This is a very deceiving report because when you look at the headlines, apparently it's increasing. But that's because of aircraft orders, these very large ticket items that are really moving the whole index. When you look at the categories that are better tracking investment by corporate America, you see a lot of softness. And that's unfortunately a little bit worrisome because we know these economy is not generating momentum. We know that the job market is disappointing a lot of people. And unfortunately, we do not get a sense that there is a very strong, robust investment in our equipment and software, what really keeps the economy going forward.
Why is it important for companies to be buying up lots of durable goods? What does it tell us about the economy when they don't?
Well, first of all, it's a measure of confidence. It really shows that businesses are willing to invest in their future, to improve their technological capabilities, to bring better products to the market. And for the economy, it's a very good indicator of what the economy will do going forward, because when there is confidence in the business sectors, then you see a lot of economic activity and job creation, which is our major challenge these days.
Adolfo Laurenti with Mesirow Financial. Thank you, Adolfo.
Absolutely. Thank you.